It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Happy Tuesday on this day of our preparation for, I know that big Valentine's Day is tomorrow. So today is February the 13th, 2024. It is 11:01 a.m. Eastern Time. Jackson is joining us. He is definitely misbehaving. I do not know why, and I apologize. In advance, I might have to get rid of them somehow today. I want to welcome all of you listening. And if you are here for the first time, we are over on Facebook at our 1-2 radio page. It is 11:02 a.m. here on the East Coast of somewhat warm. We're getting warmer. Our temperature has changed so drastically, like 40 degrees every other day. It's a fluctuation. So it's definitely an interesting season. I want to welcome all of you to the chat room this morning. I'm going to try to see what my little multiple planets in Scorpio dog does first, because he's not enjoying the gate at the door this morning. So very embarrassing, and I apologize. I want to say hi to Laura and Miriam. Good morning. I see some faces in here. Tiffany, hi. Suzanne, Carrie, good morning. I know it's bright and early for you. Renee, hi, everybody. Come on in. Alisha, I see you too. It's definitely an interesting time. I know I do want to mention, and we are going to talk a minute about Valentine's Day, because obviously, let me get Jackson first. Excuse me. I had a feeling he was going to do this today. And we're going to put this away, what he's barking at, hopefully. Over here. We have a show. You have to behave. I lost my babysitter today, so I apologize. He's in that terrible stage of puppiness. In any case, hopefully that'll do it. I'm excited to be, here with all of you. I don't know how you guys are about the Valentine's Day thing. It's almost awkward for me to still talk about, because it does, not only do I feel upset for the people who really want to celebrate and can't, or they feel like they don't have a significant other and things like that. I have a lot of compassion for that. But love should be every day. Every day we should be filled with love. You know, it doesn't have to be on a specific day of the year. I think it's so commercialized and it puts so much pressure on people. And we do celebrate it here, and we do acknowledge it, but at the same time, I just feel like it doesn't have to be limited to one day, and it has become overwhelmingly in our face. And for those of you celebrating, I hope you love every minute of it. I'm so torn about it, because I have so many people that in my life that really don't have that significant other, or they're maybe with a new person. So it's kind of awkward. No matter what, when we're with somebody for a long time, it's just another awkward moment, and the pressure builds, and it's always something. So living up to any kind of expectation in any circumstance, I think, is so difficult. So I just feel like it's just another day. I want to remind everyone it's another day. I know it's a reminder of love, but every day should be a reminder of that, especially in this crazy world we're living in. And so I just want to mention it. I don't want to sweep it under the carpet, for I know it matters to some of you, and that's okay. But just remember that it's not limited to that day, and you're loved all the time, okay? So let's move forward. I'm hoping we have silence. And I want to come back. I want to come to the room now. I see some of you coming on in. I have what is called, or what I have called, it's a 1-2 day little tiny bit of a hangover, because talking to so many of you, it's such an amazing day with such heightened energy. And then the next day, I need a little bit of extra rest. So I did rest and stayed down this morning for a little bit extra. And I definitely can feel it. So when I have a heightened energy like that, it puts you on kind of a psychic high. And so I'm still on that little bit of a high, and I want to bring some of that energy with you, but it is like a psychic hangover in some way, because you get in this space that you can't get out of quickly. So why don't we use some of that this morning? And come on into the room. I want to see who is coming in. And let's just take a look. First and foremost, oh, my beautiful godson's in the room today. Good morning. And another thing is, and I'll say this, and listen, I know some of us, we say we're recovering Catholics, and I know tomorrow is another topic to bring up. I miss you too, honey. I definitely have to get in touch with you very, very soon, I promise. Now that everyone's settled down here, I always reflect on, it's Saint Valentine's Day, then we have Saint Patrick's Day, and I'm very big on the saints in many situations. And some of that Catholic root that I carry is definitely more present this time of year than others. And I think the message, or something that I want to share, yeah, happy Valentine's to you too. Something that I really want to say is that no matter what your upbringing has been, really and truly, you have parts of you from everywhere on this earth that you have learned something spiritually, and so many gifts that you have to own for yourself and perhaps to share with others, and also, from different realms of your own spirituality and your own spiritual growth. And so from time to time, these tools within you may change. You may go to the strongest. You may have a hit on dream time at one point in your life, and then, 10 years later, you're dabbling in something different, very different. Maybe astrology, maybe the tarot, perhaps, like I'm calling on the saints lately. For some reason, we have Saint Anthony if we're missing things, and Saint Francis to help us with our animals, and so many Saint Teresa to remind us of what we do possess as human beings in our heart and our spirits. And so we have all of this to call upon, and I guess I'm talking about it because tomorrow is the start of Lent, and I think that it's this process of what are you going to give up, just like your New Year's resolutions. So I'm not saying this to ask you to give anything up, but it is always in a recovering Catholic's head that do we have to asking ourselves this question, do we have to give something up? And so I've been thinking about that a lot, and I'm not giving anything else up. So I'm teasing you guys, but it's the truth. And there's one thing that, and I'm going to put it out here. What do you think the one thing that I really want to give up as a New Jersey born woman? What is that one thing that I can't quite give up? Does anybody have a guess? And feel free. And if you do, and if you have a hunch, and I can't give something up, there's only one last advice that I really need to stop. But in any case, I don't want to spill the beans, but go ahead and I'll go ahead and send you some minutes if you have an account on One2Listen, or if you want to open one, we'll help you do that. And I'll actually award that guest, okay? Becca, good morning. Lots of love to you. I was actually thinking about you this morning, and I'm sending love to you as well. I'm going to come in and refresh and see if anybody has a psychic hit on that one thing that I should be giving up, but I'm not, because I know I'll fail in one day. And let's take a look. I'm sure some of you have heard me talk about it before. So, all right, let's take a look. And I want to say hello to Kay Dragon, who's in the chat room this morning. Kay is a One2Listen psychic advisor, and she is here. And thank you, Kay. Rebecca, good morning. Erica, hi. Jennifer Dove is in the chat room this morning. Jennifer, too, is a One2Listen psychic astrologer, and she is with us also. Good morning. Happy Mardi Gras to you, too. Erica said, Taylor Ham. No, I'm not giving. I actually can't really get too much Taylor Ham. She said pork roll. It's the same thing, but we can't really get it here too often. It's a very special treat when it shows up. Lois, good morning to you. And Nancy, you also. Good morning, Geraldine. All right, let me come in and start taking some questions. We got all the puppies settled down. That is absolutely the hardest thing for me to contain is having more puppies. So, all right, hold on a second. Let's see who's first. Denise, you're on my brain. You have been on my brain as well. So I'm going to go ahead and refresh and come on over to you. And let's see what you have. I wondered how you were doing, actually. All right. I'm so glad you have a snow day, Erica. All right. Let's see what Denise is, if I'm offering. Okay. Let's take a look. I know you're frustrated. You know, I always like to blame a planet or two, you know, at the time of any kind of frustration anymore. It's just it's fast to acknowledge, but I'm only teasing you. I know you have a lot going on. I'm thinking about Neptune. I'm thinking about Saturn. I know that it's challenging right now to make a decision. And we say these things like, when in doubt, wait it out, you know. Hold on a second. Let's take a peek. You guys are so funny with the food. What if it's a habit? But thank you. I've given up all of those things you mentioned, though. I appreciate that. No guilt. That's right. I have no guilt for what I'm saying. It's just fun. But it is interesting. Denise, I'm with you. Don't worry. I'm just bringing in some information. Your guides are definitely kicking. Chris says that Valentine's Day coincides with the first day of Lent. It is funny and it is true. That's good about cleaning up sugar. I love all that. I've been about, I don't know. I can never give up all sugar, but I definitely have a New Jersey habit I could give up a little bit. If I keep my mouth shut, that's a hint. All right, hold on now. Let's take a look. Denise, we're gonna focus on you. I would say you have two guides from your family on one side and one on your other side. So two from your mom's side, one from your dad's side right now. Very, very strong energy. I also feel like you're not ready to make a move. And that's why you're so conflicted. And I really believe there is a reason when we have that doubt. Lois, you got it. I'll be there in a minute, okay? All right, hold on. I'm definitely acting more like a Gemini today than usual. I could say that, and that's okay. But I'm definitely, All right, here we go. Denise, I do see your anxiety, and I feel for you deeply. I know this is a really challenging decision. I really don't feel like you're gonna go at this time. I mean, look, like you said, you change. I definitely feel like it's something. I feel like there is a reason, and it's not based on really an internal fear. It's almost like your spirit knows it's not aligned with you for so many reasons, but I don't want to make that decision for you. As it appears right now, I don't believe you're going to go. Now, 4 months from now, June, I feel is a better time to make a permanent decision, and I do believe that's what we're gonna do, okay? All right, I do hope that helps. Okay, everyone. I have to say, all right, so cursing is the answer, and I'm definitely a New Jersey girl that way. I do want to say, however, that all of you guessed something that I have given up in the last few months to a year. Diet soda was way, maybe over a year ago. Bread and bagels, pizza and bagels, Nancy, are my favorite. I really don't do that anymore. And so, like I said, it comes down to the bottom line that I am definitely trying to stop cursing. And somehow I always connect with somebody that I love or you know, has been in my life for a long time. And we just go off like cursing away. It just never stops. So I can't lie to myself and say, oh, I'm going to give it up. And after it may last an hour or two. But that is definitely something that's probably never going to leave me, you know. And so good work, everyone. I don't know which one of you are first, but I did see Lois first, and I didn't see, and I saw others follow, but I definitely want to acknowledge your accuracy as well as your intuitive hits. All of you have actually mentioned something I've given up, and it's okay. That's right. Occasionally four-letter words. It is a New York thing too, right? All right. It's funny. All right. And I have other Jersey girls in the room who admit to cursing as well. No coffee. I'm keeping that. It's good for you. I have too many articles that say that it's good. No one, I won't give that up either. All right, I'm happy that you have 5 to 7 inches of snow. Erica, let's take a look at you because you don't get to be here often. And let's see how you were doing. Denise, I hope you're clear with what I'm saying, sweetie. I really don't think it's time. I definitely feel... You're right where you need to be, and then we'll revisit it some months from now. I'm validating. I want to support your decision to not move. I do not know the answer to why, because spirit is screaming in my right ear. That's the answer, but I want to make sure that you know that you're doing the right thing by sitting still, okay? Everybody, Terry Campbell's in the room. Good morning. Happy day to you. And thank you for being here, Terry. He's also a 1-2 listen psychic astrologer. I'm so grateful that you're here. And let's take a peek. Let's take a look ahead now. Hold on. I'm picking up about three of you at the same time. So I want to make sure. No giving up chocolate, anyone. You know, you don't have to give. I'm giving you total permission to not participate and relax. It's nice to cut back all the time if there's something that you know you're doing too much of. But what are you going to do? Give up sugar for 6 weeks, and on the sixth week in one day or whatever it is, you just go back to it or whatever, you know? That's okay. It's okay to be balanced and moderate and definitely let me see now. I have three of you in the brain. I want to see who's next. I'm jumping all over the place this morning. You're all pretty much on fire. We have an Aries moon. All right, Denise, we're good with you. Now let me see. I'm coming back. Erica, where are you? I have two other people who want to join in the message. So let's just go with you as the lead here. And then we'll, if it resonates, I believe there are two others that your reading is going to resonate with today. Okay. Thank you so much, everyone, for sharing your snowy photos. Erica, you're going to get to the bottom of a very strong desire. And when I say get to the bottom of it, after this period of maybe frustration or confusion or delay, there is an amazing outcome for you, okay? This is, and here we go, I'm saying, you know, don't put too much pressure on yourselves about Valentine's Day, but this is really a Valentine's Day message because it is coming up here in the cycle. And at the same time, if there was something, anything that you have been worried about or fearful about around your romantic life is going to turn out to be very, very positive. And there is love coming. It can be renewed or new, and you're definitely going to get clear. I then see an invitation for romance and a date, and you're definitely heading in the right direction. So now in this moment, on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, you feel like there's some confusion, there's some, you know, it's like kind of below the horizon, so to speak, where you're a little conflicted internally, but you are definitely going to move in the right direction. This person is going to reveal his feelings for you. You're going to feel so clear and positive and happy moving forward, okay? And then we'll go from there. But I do feel excited about it. I'm going to say this. There are two others listening that have question marks about their romantic lives, which is awesome. And I feel really good news coming for you as well. So if you are questioning something about your romantic life, go ahead and ask in the room so we can open up. I'm not a total stick in the mud about Valentine's Day. I just don't like you guys feeling pigeonholed into it. Can only, if you're not being shown love on that particular day, it's like a, you know, lifelong disaster, because it isn't, you know, because it can happen the next day, the next hour, the next second. Love is everywhere all the time, but when you don't have that significant other, it's harder, you know, when it's in your face or the commercials come on or you turn the radio on and you see like the Jared jewelry thing or whatever it is that they keep promoting all over the place. It's really not about that. You are lovable every single day. And so, but there are two people listening here that are aligning with Erica's story. And if you have a specific question mark about someone in your life, you are definitely going to I want to say have a long-term relationship, okay? And I do hope that helps. All right, let's see who's coming in next. I'm going to go ahead and refresh you guys. I'm so happy that you're here today. I hope you all did participate yesterday in our 1-2 day extravaganza. It was quite a bit of energy for sure. Good morning, good morning. Somebody just gave me permission to curse. Alisha, is that you? Let's see what Alisha has to say today. Definitely New York City. Yeah, no intention of giving it up. Great way to, she says it's a great way to release volcanic energy on unexpressible emotions. It's funny. All right, thank you. See what I mean? No sense giving it up. But it is the whole word of expectation. And expectation leads to more impatience. And impatience, and to me, it's an opposite expression of really what we're all about, because it leads to disappointment, and that's not what we're trying to fight for as humans. We want to fight for love, and we want to fight for peace and hope and harmony and faith and trust and all of these other things that put pressure on us and all of these other things that cause all this, you know, anxiety and expectation, and it's just frustrating, and we don't really need it anymore. And I just feel really good about letting go of as many expectations. We expect things as humans because we're human, but letting go of that whole, oh, I've heard things like, if so-and-so doesn't call me or text me first thing, that they don't really prioritize me, and then they don't, well, what if they had a stomach problem and they couldn't, or they overslept, or they're stuck in traffic and almost hit by a train, or we just don't know these things from day to day or minute to minute. So I hope you can all be patient with it, and I love that. I'm glad, Erica, that resonates. The Galentine's Day is a perfect thing to do as well, and taking yourself out is also a very good idea. All right, I have a bunch of Michelle, hi, and let me just see who's here. I feel like I'm missing you guys in the chat room, and I want to make sure I come in and see what you're saying. I want to answer some questions, and let's take a peek. Let's see who's next. I think a nice unexpected day of romance is better. I can already tell, it the energy when you are all in gifted intuitives and you are empaths and you are sensitive to your environment. I mean, even myself, after a few years of marriage, I could tell my husband is a nervous wreck already. And I'll never say that to him, but I hope he's not listening this morning. But I know he has pressure, even though I could go on and on and on and say, please don't have that part. Please just let's forget it. Let's wait until next week, next month, whatever. It's so important to try to bring comfort to the people that you love around it. And I could definitely tell. Oh, heading out to buy a king's cake. I love that. I have my little baby Jesus from my last king's cake. My brother-in-law sends us one. And that's great. For Mardi Gras. Very good, Terry. Good idea. Thank you for that. Ita, let's take a look at you and Jessica to see if that's what you want to do. All right, hold on a moment now. You're so good on your own. Let's take a peek. Well, I'm going to say this. The first thing is the hermit energy, and that hermit energy is definitely like woman, wise woman, staying. Really, it's a solitude. It reminds me of the Virgo energy, of course. It's a number nine. It's definitely an independent energy. And I feel strongly about you that way. And the next card I pulled is the Magician energy. And the Magician is also a woman who is very capable of manifesting. It is a one, it is Aries ruled. It is a very, very strong manifester of what it exudes. And of course, magic. Out of magician, but at the same time, it's financial increase as well. As we look at a partnership energy, we could say so far, knowing who you are within you, knowing what you have inside of you is really, really important stepping towards any kind of partnership because my intuition is saying, oh, she is a Virgo. Okay, good. All right, thank you for that. My intuition is saying, however, that you have to strongly feel, you have to feel, gosh, you guys have some past life connection too. I know that. You feel connected to her in a different way, sweetie. I feel that as well. I see your worry or concern over it. I also have hesitation about it, but I'm not a no. I do feel you have to maintain your independence and have something on your own, but I am seeing some kind of script, writing, book. I have a lot of books, Six of Cups energy, books. this type of thing. There's something to do here in that regard. I wouldn't partner with her completely as far as, you know, giving up any of your independence and your own autonomy as far as business, but I would definitely consider something. Now, I have a lot of childlike energy. I don't know if there's a children's book around here, a teaching book, something like this, something in writing, something in, I'll even say video. I do believe there's something of a collaboration, which I'm a definite yes on, not a full-blown business partnership. As far as like other areas of your life. Does that make sense? This is what I'm gonna say. You also have a connection from a past life, and you are going to play it out in this life. And you know, sometimes talk about Galentine's Day. We have like a love or, I'm not saying not a romantic love, but yeah, almost like a fun, flirtatious relationship that could be very, very positive and motivating. But at the same time, we get so close that we have to kind of be careful, because then it can kind of turn into like, we don't want a lover's quarrel or anything like that, right? I do sense there's something to this, but not, like I said, in that, in there's an area there to, that can be worked on and partnered with, but not a full-blown partnership, okay? So I'll say yes to a meeting. I don't know how soon it's going to happen. There could be a bit of a delay or disappointment to meet prior to you actually coming together and meeting. And delays would be in your favor, so just let it be at that, okay? The outcome looks very good. And let me just refresh and see what you're saying here. And I do hope that helps. All right. I don't know where you went, sweetie, but in any case, thank you everyone so much for today. Oh, she's an editor and writer. I still have my moon is there. Okay, great. Very good. You're on track. I love it. I feel like there's something in there for you to collaborate on in a book. And if she's an editor and a writer, that makes sense. Okay, very good. Think about the youth. Think about teaching. Think about education. I love that. I actually feel it would be very successful in that way. Okay? All right. All right, Miss Aries Moon. I hope that helps. I know you inside and out, so I know this is the right way to go about it. And you have to keep your law and order there too, okay? All right, sweetie. All right, good luck. Come back and show us what you guys create together. Very good. I love this idea, Patricia. She said she purchases 1 to 2 dozen carnations in multiple colors. She ties a ribbon around with a little tag saying you are loved, and gives single stems all day to random strangers. It fills her with love too. I love that. I do hope that helps everyone. And Nancy says, how about we all give ourselves the self-love we deserve for the next 40 days, appropriately commencing on Valentine's Day and Lent. Yes. I love that. And I am actually going to pull some cards for you. I'm happy you're with us this morning. So jealous of all of your show, your snow, not your show. Thank you. Nancy, this is for you. And I feel like I'm missing someone, so I do not want to miss anyone. You actually have some. Okay, so I'll say this. Whatever foundation that you're one with, if it's been rocked, or perhaps it was recently rocked, or whatever, like, and I don't mean that like an explosion, but nevertheless, some kind of change. There are so many new beginnings that are going to flow through you that I actually love what I see, because you're actually building a foundation on more solid ground. And you have a period of, I don't know if you're manifesting through meditation. I think it's very good for you right now. You are in alignment with yourself, and I love that as well. I do feel that. If you are alone for some reason, I don't feel that's going to be the case. Like, you have other people. You're going to start attracting, how do I say this? You're going to start attracting other people, like bees on honey, you know, like honey attracts bees. Like, you're I don't know how to say, your attraction, you're like, you're magnetic. It's going to change. It's drastically changing, as well as your foundation becoming more solid. And I don't know why it's coming through as foundation and relationship at the same time. But the other thing is, even though I have all this electricity going on, the floor of your life is so stable ahead that it's so easy to attract the things that you want from here forward, way more than it's been over the last 20 years or so. I also see something around a job interview, or perhaps someone coming after you saying, hey, do you want to do this? Or this would be a perfect fit for you. Or are you interested in this? And news of an increase or raise financially. Okay. So all of these things are coming in at once, and I do hope that helps. I hope that you have a wonderful, we'll say happy Valentine's Day, without pressure. And I just feel really good about things changing. And we get to that place. It's so interesting what our humanness does, because when we want something so badly, it eludes us. It escapes us. It's not reachable. It's like, and believe me when I tell you, I understand this, because it took a long time for me to drill it into my head too. And for the, every time I give up trying, something occurs, right? Or I stop focusing on it or being afraid of it. Things just roll and fall out of the sky, you know? And so we run with that. And I do feel that's about to happen for you in many ways. And I would love for you to come back and share with us, okay? And thank you for being here also. And I'm excited to see what happens next. But things are going to move really, really fast around change in your life, personally and professionally, I would say. And do come back and share. I can almost feel somebody rushing, or, you know, sometimes when things move too quickly, we hesitate because it's like, okay, this is too good to be true. We learn all these things about what a love bomber is, or what a this is, or what a that is. And really, I don't feel, even though this looks like an expedited occurrence, I don't feel like it is. So, I mean, meaning it's not a dangerous thing. Okay. So I feel good about that. Kelly, good morning to you. You from New Jersey. Carrie, good morning to you from New Jersey. Erica, good morning to you from New Jersey. Jersey girls, lots of them today. And let's see how we do it. Carrie has a question about love. Let's take a peek. Yeah, expectations are such a normal human thing, but it's definitely heightened for tomorrow. Every year we go through this. It's like, I don't know. It's nice to show and express our love, whether tomorrow or any other day, but it definitely doesn't. It's just so magnified. It doesn't show your worth or your value in a 24-hour period every year. It just doesn't. And it's really crazy. It's gotten way out of control. Okay, let's take a look. All right, Miss Carrie. You could. I'm very serious now. Okay. Okay. There is going to. Ooh, I see younger energy. There's a fear within you, or and I'm sure this resonates, but in any case, there is a fear that it's not happening, and you're kind of going through life, well, whatever, you know. And also the name John is very strong in my mind, which is not a name I say out loud often, but it is for some reason, or a variation thereof, Jonathan, like this. I do see a younger person. I do see victory after struggle in the area of the heart. After this little period, oh yeah, you're going to be so happy. There's going to be a new love that takes you by a storm that you're not going to really believe is happening when it happens. So, but it's going to like really heighten your confidence, and you're going to really know, I feel very good about this energy. He is dark haired and he is younger. It basically says a new love that's going to take you by a storm. And I'm looking at a time frame here though, Kara, because I feel like at first you're going to be like, the heck with it, blah, blah, blah. I'm like sick of this. I don't really care anymore. And then you have a dream that's going to trigger something in you. And after this dream, and it's going to stand out, whether you do or do not remember your dreams, I can't remember, but I feel like this will be a remembered thing. And you're just going to be like, forget it. And it could even be a situation where you think it could be one thing or somebody, maybe somebody in the past you thought you were going to be with and then you aren't. And then now you're moving forward. And it's that moment of, you know, I'm just sick of this kind of thing. And as soon as that ends, you're going to go into this new relationship, this unbelievable. I pulled the star card. So it's something that is definitely destined. And it's a a situation that we don't foresee either. Unless, of course, now we're digging deep. But it's definitely going to happen, okay? It's probably not going to be at first what you would perceive as a logical choice, but then it turns out to be extraordinary. And I do hope that helps, okay? All right, thank you. And lots of love. And you're one of my galantines, so really, you're great, and I'm super happy you're here, okay? All right, now, I have something to say. Nancy, follow through on that. She said that she was approached with a business opportunity. There's going to be more, but I would say be open. This is happening for you now, okay? I hope that helps. All right, let me see who's next. Thank goodness Jackson is finally asleep. He's had me a little on edge today, which I could tell he was a little rambunctious this morning. Misbehaving. So thank you for your patience. So Tiffany says she worked as a florist for 16 years and the expectation level was extreme. It was absolutely an exhausting experience. There was so much pressure involved to satisfy everyone. Everyone who called wanted delivery first thing in the morning. It's just impossible. It is. That's just a perfect analogy of what it feels like. An exhausting amount of energy, you know? Oh, and then it's a letdown the next day, and then we all build everything up, and I don't know. I forget. Well, I'll tell you guys, I have to go to some race track, a second one in the last couple months, but now there's a big one. This is my date, not tomorrow, but for whenever the future. I got these racetrack tickets. It's terrible. But I'm a Virgo rising, so it's very challenging because I get the energy. Not only do I get the psychic energy from all these crazy people, but I get the dirt and I can't stand it. And you should see me with the wipes, like in the car, as crazy as it is, but I have to do this. And that's my Valentine's gift. So I'll have to report in. It's on the 9th of March. It's going to be very funny. But in any case, whatever makes everybody happy is what we have to do, you know? So I'm just grateful everyone is in order. But that's my plan. And I'll come back and let you know how many boxes of wipes I go through one day because it freaks me out. All right. Who else has a Virgo rising and feels the same way about dirt? Any kind of dust, dirt, it freaks me out. All right. Let's take a look. Always cleaning, always clearing. Yeah, Carrie, come back and report and let us know, okay? All right. Let's take a look. Yeah, cursing. I'm gonna have to do something for several of you. I'm gonna keep my word. Lois, you definitely are gonna get some minutes, but I have a few of your accounts in the back of my mind. I'm definitely gonna reward everybody for Valentine's Day, okay? For guessing. Good guesses, guys. No, but your hunch. And it's funny because if you don't make something guilty, anytime you quit something, and Mark Husson taught me this many, many moons ago, when you have guilt about something, or you're sorry for something, or you feel like it's bad, or it's even harder to give up because we're rebellious by nature. So when you stop making something wrong or bad, you really can easily accept that it exists and walk away when you're done, and it's easy. And he was so right so many times about this topic, and maybe we'll get into that another day because it really has been successful for me, and I would love to share that with you guys to make things easy to give up, okay? So in any case, Except that cursing, I just can't do it. But you could tell, I know many of you talk to me one-on-one, I always say, oh, I'm so sorry. Sorry for my French, you know? But it's the truth. I do feel bad about it. So eventually when I stop making it bad, it'll leave my mouth. All right, everybody. It is time to go. This hour flew by. Thank you so, so much for putting up with my shenanigans always and for being with us. Jay, thank you for being our producer. Everyone, wherever you are out in the world, thank you so much for joining us today. Happy, happy Valentine's Day. We will acknowledge it. And remember that love is every single day. And you have so much value and so much worth on this earth. And I mean that with all my heart. Thank you, everyone. Please stay tuned for the amazing C.A. Brooks coming up next on Everyday Astrology, followed by the rest of our amazing Tuesday lineup here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Bye, everybody.